9 months ago, an exciting event took place that made thousands of people wildly exuberant and happily exhausted. And the Cubs won the World Series as well. And now it's a Cubs baby boomlet. GLT's Laura Kennedy has more with nurse manager Stephanie Wallenberg of the obstetrics unit at Advocate Broman Medical Center in Normal.
I'm not sure if we can officially attribute it to that, but we have definitely seen an increase in the number of our babies. It's kind of been going over the last couple months, so it could have been the whole playoffs that led to it.
How many babies? What kind of an increase are we talking about here?
So our normal number of babies is 3 to 4 a day, usually during the week. Sometimes the weekends we get a little reprieve. But we have been steady busy, 5 or 6 babies every day, 7 days a week for the past few weeks.
Tell me about the parents and parents-to-be who are coming in to deliver babies. Are you getting feedback from them that they're definitely Cubs fans? I mean, are they rocking their babies and singing Go Cubbies Go rather than Rockabye Baby? Or?
Well, not so much that, but we have had a couple of our families that said, well, you do know what 9 months ago was, and, you know, that was the first family that brought that up, and then when we kind of reached out to some of our sister hospitals throughout Advocate, that has been mentioned a few other places as well.
Do you find a trend of perhaps parents naming their kids after Cubs players, like calling somebody Rossi or Rizzo?
We actually have. I mean, we have babies that have been named after even old baseball players. I mean, we have Ryan, you know, Ryan Sandberg, and we've had, you know, different spellings of all of those players. So, I mean, it's kind of neat to see. We've had people that have done streets in Chicago. We've had Wrigley has been a baby. So, you know, it's kind of been across the board.
Have you noticed, Stephanie, the other incidents happening in the Twin Cities that have brought on little baby boomlets?
Well, you know, those cold Illinois winters seem to lead to that sometimes. But, you know, we seem to run pretty steady month to month. And nothing that really stands out. This is definitely kind of a twist.
Is the gift shop, by any chance, stocking more Cubs onesies? Do you find that the parents are bringing in cute little Cubs things for their Cub baby boom babies to be wearing?
Well, and not only the Cubs. I mean, I think Bloomington Normal has a great fan base for all sports, and we see that all the time. But we do see our Cubs and occasionally, you know, those Cardinal outfits, too.
Well, I'm glad to see that there's some Cardinal outfits in there, too.
Of course.
Because, you know, we're pretty well split here in this community. Stephanie, are there any fun stories that you have to relate with regards to a youngster being born in this baby boom who has a madly passionate Cub fan parent?
Well, I think the interesting thing about the family that did mention it to our nurse is both mom and dad are from Chicago, so they were definitely Cub fans. You know, had they... you know, been from Southern Illinois, would they have, you know, connected that? Maybe not so much. But when the World Series was going on, you know, we did have a family that the baby was here and in Cub gear from birth until they went home.
So are you a Cub fan or a Cardinal fan, Stephanie?
Am I allowed to say that?
Yes, you're allowed to say that.
Definitely a Cubs fan.
Okay, that's good. So this is a trend that actually you might be pleased about.
Well, it's good with me. If their record was a little better, that might be.
GLT's Laura Kennedy talked with nurse manager Stephanie Wallenberg. The mom and baby unit at Advocate Broman Medical Center in Normal has recently seen an extra 1 or 2 more babies per day for the last few weeks. 9 months ago was the Chicago Cubs playoff in a World Series championship run. You better get ready for a break.